Monsignor Don Sawyer is our spiritual director talking about the Holy Spirit today. Let's take a phone call for you here, Monsignor. Janet, listening in Illinois. Hi, Janet. Welcome to The Inner Life.
Hey. Hello, Janet.
Hi, how are you? And thank you for this program. I did have the Holy Spirit move me in a profound way after 40 years of not going to confession and listening to Relevant Radio for 4 years and learning about more about my Catholic faith. One Saturday, I know the date, 6 years ago, I was so busy. I was in the car, and I had this overwhelming need to go to confession. I couldn't get it out of my head. I knew I had to go to confession that day. I must have called 4 or 5 churches to see if there were any confessions available. I had one priest that answered the phone, and I told him I hadn't been in like 40 years, and he said, just come. And I went, and I had probably a 2-hour confession with him. Wow. And it changed my life. I am a total practicing Catholic now. I go to confession regularly, but this compulsion to go, I had to go. I had to go that day. It was something
the Holy
inside
Spirit
of me was
you.
Driving me. I had to find the church.
Fantastic.
And that's all the, yeah?
That's, and it probably a story you don't know is probably that priest wasn't probably supposed to be picking up the phone or be in or had plans canceled and stuff, that the Holy Spirit moved him to be in the right place at the right time. Wow. Beautiful.
I think so, because usually priests don't answer the phone. And it was a Saturday.
There's more to that story you don't know. That you, the Holy Spirit was working in your life.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, Janet, can you just describe? You talked about being this overwhelming sense. Can you try to describe that for us? Because as you tell the story, it's so obvious it was the Holy Spirit calling you, working in your life. Can you give us some sense of what that felt like?
Well, it was a very busy time of year for me, and because of my profession, and it was not something I would have done because I'm way too busy to be bothered at that time of the year with something like this. Nothing else mattered. Nothing else. Didn't matter how much work I had to do. It didn't matter who I had to call or what appointment. It didn't matter. Nothing else
mattered.
Yeah, that
urgency. You felt everything you had to do that.
I had to get the confession.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what?
I just said, wow. I'm just used the word overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed with your story, just that incredible sense of dropping everything else to do this. And it just sounds like it would be, I mean, some years ago, you still remember it very clearly, don't you?
Like it was yesterday. Like it was yesterday, and I remember how I first learned about Relevant Radio, getting lost on a tollway and seeing your sign that said Talk Radio for Catholic Life, and I was lost. And then I turned on the radio, and I didn't shut it off since, but it took about 4 years for me to do that. And many times listening to your program, I would have to pull over because I would just have tears in my eyes. It would just make me cry.
You're blessed.
Especially
you're blessed.
The inner life.
Well, can I ask you, were you going to church at the time? Or,
No.
Nope,
I hadn't
not
been
at all.
To church in 40 years. Not at all.
Wow.
No. I didn't even know who to call. I just picked up my phone and looked for Catholic churches and started calling.
Well, this is a lesson for us.
In fact, I'll tell you, I even I even dialed Father Simon's church because I thought, wow, maybe I could even go because I've been listening to him. And I thought, wow, maybe I could go there. I had to go. I had to go.
You dropped everything else.
Nothing else
mattered.
Nothing. Nothing else mattered. Nothing.
Like a beeline. Yeah.
Wow. Janet, God bless you. Thanks for joining us and sharing that story with
us.
We were talking earlier, Monsignor, about the Pentecost and the apostles and our Mother Mary in the upper room and the Holy Spirit, and it changed everything for them, even to the point of giving up their lives, except for the Apostle John. We hear Janet's story, and the Holy Spirit, it changed everything for her, too. And it's the Holy Spirit changes everything for us as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does. And, you know, we just need to give more emphasis to the Holy Spirit. I also think, Chuck, you know, people have different gifts, not gifts, just talents, but they also have gifts where some people have and the gift of prophecy, a gift of kind of telling what's going to happen, and they don't even realize it. Because I had that experience. My mother had that experience where she would, one day she turned and looked at me. I was at the house. She was, I don't know, doing dishes, and she says, the bishop's going to call you. I said, really? That's why he called you? No. Well, how do you know? I don't know. He's going to call. So very next day, he got a call from his secretary, you know, or someone will come up and say, you know, different. And a lot of times people don't even know what they're saying, you know, like the guy on the plane. He just felt compelled he needed to come over and give me this piece of paper. So anyway, people have the gifts, other, you know, different gifts of the Holy Spirit, or healing, I think. Some people have the gift of healing, too. There's nothing strange about it. But,
yeah. Well,
you know.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit, and amazing. Monsignor Don Sawyer is our spiritual director. If you're just joining us, you are listening to The Inner Life, coast to coast and around the world on RelevantRadio.com and on our Relevant Radio app. This is our program about spiritual direction, talking today about the Holy Spirit.